city community agrees on first order that the record reflected it is 3:35 p.m. on Tuesday, April 12, 2016, as of today. Senator Hagan, Senator Hoffman, Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman, and Senator Hagan are both on other city business. And I'd like to recognize Scott today here. Thanks for the good work on the city records. And I'm obviously a big president, so I know our full-time moderators, committee staff, John Hammond, and Philip Oldfield. It was a little confusing. The very bills being heard today on that, there was a mistake. And they claimed that some of the bills will never be heard today. They will not, if no one is here or online for that bill. I apologize for the confusion today. We're in the House Bill number 370 by the House Committee on Regional Affairs, the House Bill 209 Water and Sewer Advisory Committee by the Representative Foster. I will take up public testimony on both bills, limited to 2 minutes, and we'll play it later when we hold and move the bill today, and if we hold, we will notify of the next scheduled hearing. First up is 370, and I believe we do have a CS for that, and Senator Hoffman, if you could move the thank you, Senator Hoffman, and I will object for the purposes of discussion. The CS is before us, or Freeze is up before us, and I would like to represent the Tilton and her family here to come up and put you in on the record and go through the HB370.
more cumbersome process of amending the comprehensive economic development plan. and other means of the thing is not providing greater flexibility and local control.
Thank you. Are we prepared to use for more?
Can you give us a walkthrough, please? Yeah, just give us a record for yourself. What is it? Kathy Tilton. Stands by the interaction of two sections to the bill. The first section really deals entirely with military facilities. And again, this is brought to us through the request of the Marine Three Foundation. And my understanding is that there is also a growing amount of flexibility to be able to establish facility ordinance. Larger facilities also effectuate economic development as it pertains to new developments pertaining to Fort Wainwright and Miles Air Force Base, I understand, especially with the F-35 squadrons coming along, that they find this to be a useful tool. So that's the entirety of Section 1. Section 2 really gets into the meat of the bill that was originally introduced. The original bill, the original law that was introduced, provided that families had an unspecified time frame for which they could offer an exemption or deferral. It was thought that perhaps was too generous and could result in unintended consequences. So, as the House version was originally 20 years of speaking with some of the municipalities who asked for this bill, their concern was that 20 years was still too narrow for large scale projects. And I believe the master table online even speak to some of their thoughts. So, we expanded the 20 year time frame as it came from the House to 30 years as our proposal here. In addition, there was a thoughtful inclusion of language in the House pertaining to putting sideboard on service areas. And the concern was that somebody may adopt an exemption or deferral of a finder who had a service area, and the service area board would have no functional manner in which they could limit that. So, put the original amendment as was offered on the House floor and work with the number of members of our body, and if you have the language you have before you, which is on page 3, lines 7 through 12, stipulating that if a service area actually has a service area board, and a service area board has at least 3 members, then they have to have a formal vote to approve. In the event that a service area does not have a service area board, then the decision is deferred to the local assembly. Researching the bill, I didn't realize that not all service areas did not have service area boards. And in fact, statute stipulates that if somebody can authorize service area boards, they can get appointed or elected. So this really just cleans up some language, and I think it's still accomplished with the intent of the original amendment. The meat of the bill, actually, if you look on page 3, lines 22 through 27, that looks like new language, but it's actually a function of drafting. That language actually exists in statute. And you look on page 4, lines 12 through 19, it just corresponds to that deletion. So, the matter for structural purposes, deleted it from where it was originally, which is a wheelchair in existence, that's where language in this place. The significant portion of the new language for statute is found on page 4, lines 7 through 11, talking about exemption and referral saying, and some sort of role in a property and enable significant capital investment in physical infrastructure that expand the base of the municipality, the tax base of the municipality, and will generate property tax revenue after the exemption expires. So, with that, Mr. Chair, I think that will include my walkthrough, but I will answer our questions if we have.
Okay, we have the people online to answer questions here, and I'm down to give me the opportunity to ask questions for you. I have my questions, but I'll save them for you.
Thank you. I was wondering on page 4, line 8, if there's a threshold for significant capital, how do you describe what significant means?
That has been asked previously, and my understanding is it would be up to the local assembly to determine what is a significant capital investment.
Mr. Trevathan?
Yes, roll away.
All of 30 years of 28 years recommendation to 30. I'll explain the situation. We have the board not on the local assembly. We had development where someone came in and cleaned up an area and had just sat there for years and had the attention on it, but nothing happened. The property was all exempt because of a proposed future economic development project. And so I'm worried about 30 years. I'm actually worried about 20 years, and I know that there must be a reason. So if you just help me with that. Why we continue for 30 years, and is there a provision that the local assembly can go back and remove that exemption if there's not activity or active economic development on it?
Thank you, Chair. Senator McKinnon, thank you for that question. Actually, 30 years, it can be up to 30 years. The assembly does not have to extend it to 30 years. It can be 5 years or 10. It just says that they can consider it up to 30 years. And again, the exemption or deferral is a formal portion that's not required to obtain the assembly on a case-by-case basis. When speaking with various municipalities, for instance, speaking with the city's sort of, I believe, is online to testify as well, so the project may be considered at about 30 years was going to be more necessary in their circumstances. Speaking with the municipality of Anchorage, finally, Mr. Street is online from the municipality. He indicated in many circumstances the municipality would probably use 20. It was simply trying to provide as much flexibility to municipalities on a case-by-case basis. So we had that concern, and we're trying to defer to the assembly.
Yeah. Sure.
Is there a way that once you get a property exemption that you're allowing assemblies to change that? If the property is not actually economically developed. So you have a project, you go to the assembly, I come from past experience, good ideas, assemblies agree because they want economic development to happen, and then something goes wrong with financing or otherwise, and you have a property off the tax rolls just sitting there. Is there a way inside of a bill that you've presented to the committee that allows the assembly to go back in the local governing body and put that back on the tax rolls if there's not economic development?
Thank you, Senator McCann. Because this is all done by ordinance, I believe that an assembly can repeal that ordinance at any point in time. But you have a number of representatives from cities here in the municipality of Anchorage who may be better equipped to answer that question. But if I can get this ordinance, I can repeal it where they like.
Thank you,
Mr.
Chair. Other questions?
And a very successful business, they should let it go on this avoid. I'll take advantage of that and take back what they owe us. The city made that every return, but it was a legal option that we could have withdrawn at any time.
Absolutely,
we still do that.
But the council already had not done anything to change the provisions of the statute, and that would not have been enough.
Thank you. We all have this public testimony, and one of this hearing is an objection to the working public testimony. Okay, we're going to go to Anchorage. First, looks like in the queue, City of Sarcee Department Committee and Regional Affairs in Anchorage. She's here for questions only. We're going to go to Chris Chupi, Municipality of Anchorage. And if you're there, the floor is yours. Your name and rank for the record, please.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Chris Sheehy. I am the director of the Office of Economic and Community Development for the Municipality of Anchorage. And we are calling in today to testify in favor of CSHB 370 and the tools that we feel they provide local jurisdictions are, of course, in blood with some flexible, as evidenced by the previous discussion. discussion of the local economic development tool. This is a tool that has been on the books in Anchorage for a long time, and this particular provision is on the next slide. Effectively, in the past, we have seen that integrated the legislation was voted, proved to be particularly challenging to work with. And so when we learned that Governor Tilton was examining a way to open it up to make it more flexible, we were very interested in that. Our particular interest in this is related to the addition of subsection C that recognizes investment by the community in the underlying public infrastructure and public service. The private sector investment in our community is a crucial tool in economic development and community development for Anchorage. Right now, we have seen that there are a number of projects that would be economically beneficial to the community, facing growing costs for development and investment. And a large portion of that cost comes from the required public sector investment they're required to make. In other words, the public infrastructure they're required to invest in to service their property. We know that HB 670 and modifications being proposed will grant additional flexibility to local jurisdictions to adopt specific tools in their community that allow them to achieve the economic development goals of that community. I was thrilled to hear the example of Gino mentioned a moment ago. Of course, the last person was very successful. We think that the development current form does provide the tools that this province will be able to use across the state in achieving those community economic development goals. We're encouraged by this and we fully support it. And that will be part of the questions.
Support this morning. Just want to go to the second page. It says it's important to note that HB 370 does not change current law regarding abatement of the portion of local property taxes allocated to the school district for the median match for education funding. All we have to do is education requirements and not for the property tax revenue being sent to that firm. So I guess reading is presumably in our education taxes on that property.
The chair, that is correct. The way that the current bill is written, the service areas of the school districts will continue to receive the funding, or at least a portion of the tax revenue that is for the
district. Thank you. Questions for the committee members? Okay, seeing none, thank you for being on the line, and we're going to go to the civil bill and talk to Mr. Ron Hall.
Thank you.
consumption. And of course, the standards of all the old part. And the business really business sort of a phased approach. And from this time, it was to learn the scripture of your project. And 30 years, it was time to
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kathy Wasserman, Alaska News Police. The AL is supporting this bill. We have been encouraging communities at this time of fiscal crisis to pass off and look at all the tools that they might have and might need. And so I think this is a positive thing that conversations are going through. We might look at more ways to raise revenues. This bill does not impact the state. It has next on it through a repeal that the municipality still chooses. And it allows the municipality, as written, that it's written out, to make the handle the control over what it is they do. To answer Senator McKinnon's question about significance, I think probably what is significant, for instance, in Pelican, would not be significant in Fairbanks. I think most municipalities are pretty much aware of the financial status and should be able to hopefully choose wisely to protect their taxpayers. So with that, we are in favor of CS4 8370.
Thank you. Any questions from the resource committee? Senator
Senator McCann, through the chair, my board has discussed this at length, and due to the cuts to seniors at the time, they felt that it was not a good time to take over the senior citizens' property tax exemption due to any of that feeling about moves already made to seniors. And secondly, there was a lot of misunderstanding with the public as to how that would work. Many people, and even some of the smaller committee meetings that I went to, thought that the transfer meant senior citizens' property tax exemptions were gone. And that was not, that was nowhere close to the truth. And my board made the decision that at this point we would back off on that. But there were other reasons in that prior bill as well, and the school contribution was part of that decision as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, seeing no other audience in general, opposed. I'm going to remove my objection, and I'm going to hold this bill over, and the committee will notify your office in the public for the next hearing. Thank you. Yeah. Brief means we sign the next
outside, health and safety.
Okay. We're going to hold this bill over, and we'll contact you in the next committee hearing. Any other questions from committee members? Seeing none, we are going to adjourn this meeting.